This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
Check out DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the UFC. New users can bet $1 on Conor McGregor to win by a knockout in the first round, and if he does, you'll be cashing in $257. Download DraftKings Sportsbook app and sign up using the code FANRUN in all caps. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Restrictions apply. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789.
These guys, I think, have great respect for each other. I think they have great respect for each other's work ethic. It's something that we've always tried to emphasize. These guys are working hard, and I think they know we can get better. We have to get better.
Now from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is 3-and-Out with Nate Hodges and Houston Kress. Many imitators, no duplicators. Fan Run Radio.
And that is going to wind this one down and out. Tennessee on the road rocks them at Rupp, 81-73. What a performance from Rick Barnes, Volunteers, and a shocking result for number 6 Kentucky on the night. They were moved to a 2-seed.
Balls are back. Before long, we'll be taking a bite out of everybody we play's ass. Thank you very much.
There was a time and place that this university was feared. My goal is to get us back.
Since 1974, I know what the University of Tennessee and the great fan base here is about. I know that. When people talk about Rocky Top, I know what they're talking about.
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, that no friends of mine. Say, we can go where we want to, place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. We can dance.
Welcome into the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios of Fan Run Radio. It is Optimism Tuesday, and it is back!
By God!
We did it. We did it. We are here. We're pumped. Because we cannot be excited about it ever again. We're pumped. Pumped is my new word.
Pumped.
We are pumped.
I'm excited.
For this coaching search. I'm even more pumped for this athletic director search. I am pumped that we have a president and a chancellor at the University of Tennessee that understand what needs to be done and will do it.
In time.
Hey.
In their own time.
Better late than never. You had
That's true.
You had an athletic director that didn't get it, that didn't understand that, I mean, he caused all this by not just firing the guy during the season for performance. If that had happened, sure, the university would have lost a little more doll hairs probably as they would have just paid the buyout and moved on. But when he made the colossal miscalculation to extend the football coach that had done nothing before the season.
I'd like to walk that back.
Well, that's all right.
No.
You need to eat.
You have to apologize, and then I will allow
it. No, because they fired him with cause, so it really didn't matter. It doesn't.
Did you not listen to anything Nate just said?
They could have extended him for 20 years. They didn't buy him out.
I think for me to give you full credit for being the Vol rumor mill that brought the news to the airwaves before anyone else in this town that Jeremy Pruitt would be fired yesterday morning. Not like he's going to be fired, he's going to be fired, I'm going to do a Sunday show because he's going to be fired, he's going to be fired, he's going to be fired. Not like getting it right like that, which those people will get their credit from their listeners or whatever. You said yesterday, basically, something changed. You got the news. You said 9:30 specifically when you said, I can't talk about the NFL anymore.
Sources.
We're going to have a firing today. So if you want full credit for that, and you want full credit for the deal is off for Shiano, and you want, hey, we keep it real here. We'll take it when we're wrong, give it to us when we're right.
Well, you can keep clapping if you want. So please, you gotta, please clap.
You got to eat your crow on the extension might not be a terrible idea.
Nope.
You have to have 4 years, guys. Come on.
He needed it for recruiting.
It didn't. He did. I mean, where do you think they got the money from?
The most cringeworthy moment yesterday, which I adored, was when someone asked Philip Fulmer.
Oh, I got it.
How the program had improved over the last 3 years. And he went, the recruiting's been good.
It has.
I found the program, you know, in quite a mess at the time.
Yeah, that was a mess.
I think we definitely have upgraded the program in general, relationships on campus.
Now, he doesn't want to offend any of the players right here. Watch, the old players.
Period. Certainly the recruiting has been...
Let it keep going.
It's been good. there's some really outstanding young men in the program. Not that there wasn't before.
Yeah.
Not to offend anybody that played for me or in between me and him. But
there's just lots of good things that have happened.
Not a damn thing is better over there.
No, we beat Auburn at one time.
This is very unfortunate in the sense that
like it was an outside force. Really, it's unfortunate. Like lightning hit him. Like,
nah, yeah, they're battling adversity.
Like we had rain on the wedding day. Unfortunate. Like something you can't control. No, this was horrific. Leadership and coaching at every level.
And cheating.
And cheating.
Horrific cheating.
Yeah. Yeah. Sloppy. I mean, just it's the whole thing. I mean, I loved every minute of it because yeah, we were talking about it before the show. The presser is a complete sham. I mean, the presser is something for the Vol for Lifers to logically piece together how they can still hold Philip Fulmer as a god of Tennessee football and reconcile that in their own head so that they don't have to realize that he just completely destroyed the program in 3 years.
According to the Vol for Lifers, Fulmer was not fired because he was up there yesterday.
Right. Right. Yeah. See, I'm dead serious with that. Mm-hmm. The way this went down, and it's not like I've talked to people, but I mean everyone that has a functional brain can put this together.
You just so happen to retire the same day everyone else gets fired in the office, like
Dondi Plowman. I mean, just shilled for him, right? And that was the deal. It was like, Philip, if you retire, and you'll do this with some grace, I will keep the legacy wall intact here. We'll
have Randy say some nice things.
Yep, we'll plug the holes in
that
this
night in Arizona.
We'll plug the holes in this, and we just need you to move on. And maybe it was Philip Fulmer's idea once he realized that he was about to be fired.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe what she said about him saying, well, why don't I just retire? You guys say nice things about me. And that way the next coach that's hired has his own AD. And that's and listen, I do think Philip Fulmer wants what's best for Tennessee. Do not mix those two things up. Do not mix up that he did a bad job with that he was trying to do a bad job. That's ludicrous.
You think he got called in to get fired and was like, no, before you start, I have a plan.
That's the only thing Philip Fulmer's really, really good at. So maybe.
Exit strategies?
Will said it felt like a political press conference, and it was.
It was. It was 100%.
It was. It was the president of a university and a chancellor trying to take this ball of a cheating scandal mess and just undo it very slowly in a way that makes sense for everyone. The people that really know, like we understand, that's fine. We understand you need to say those things. Because those sheep that don't get all that, they need...
closure.
And they need to feel that you know, they're what's the word? They're stars. They're, you know, the people they hold on a pedestal.
Mm-hmm. They're
heroes. Yeah, they need to feel like their heroes are still their heroes at the end of the day. And now they can just pin it all on Jeremy Pruitt, the Alabama guy that And yeah, Philip Fulmer made a bad decision, but he still loves Tennessee. He still did what's best, you know? And good grief. What a day.
Not going to lie, man. After the show, I was sweating bullets for a couple hours.
You wouldn't talk out here. I don't know if you noticed that.
I was terrified.
I asked you twice. I was like, you okay over there, man? Like, you nervous?
You want to get it right for the people. I was worried it was going to be wrong. But it wasn't. Mm-mm. So now we move forward into interim Kevin Steele coaching search, AD search.
I did read
timeline.
What
Donnie fantastic.
Plowman said, though, they're going to hire an AD and football coach for the 2021 season, right? Like
that's our goal.
Yeah, she said that.
Sorry,
so.
can I say that?
No.
Can't say that?
No. I would rather have Butch Jones-isms this morning than that crap.
There's a lot of words that we can't say, like critical.
I think they're back now.
Oh, okay.
I think once you go past another coach, then you're good.
Oh, good.
I think we can say individuals.
When do I start?
I think we can say critical. I think we can say, I don't know about eye discipline, but Charles Davis says eye discipline. So I think we have to be back.
He says it, it's fine.
I think we have to be back on it. Back in on eye discipline.
Yesterday was a day, man. That was wild.
I think I messaged you guys on in the Twitter DM group that I never thought we would have crazy things like Shiano happen again here. Like, how is that possible? Like, look at other universities. That stuff never happens.
Mm-mm.
We had that just 3 short years ago, and now we have this. And it felt, in a way, yesterday, even weirder somehow to me. Maybe because we just waited so long. Maybe if this had happened pretty quickly right after the season, it'd been like, that's pretty normal. Like, obviously, you know, I was having to explain to someone from out of town what was happening. And I was like, I'm going to need a minute because the cheating scandal that our network broke has now gotten the head coach at the University of Tennessee fired and the athletic director forced into retirement. So just give me a second. And just typing all that out, I was like, holy crap. Is this real?
Yeah.
It felt surreal. It really did.
A lot of people blaming the media.
Oh, yeah. It's Trey Wallace's fault for telling you what the university was already doing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all he did was undercover what Donnie Plowman said started on November the 13th.
When a credible source to them came forward. Yeah. It's our fault.
It had to be Brombaugh, right?
Or Garantano.
What day was Brombaugh fired?
That was my theory. I was talking with Will about this before the show. Like, JG gets benched.
Really?
We've wondered for years, what is it that he has on these coaches that he gets to start all the time? And then as soon as he's not the starter, boom.
Mm.
Just a theory. I'm not trying to dunk on Garantano. If it was going on, it was going on. I don't think it's a bad thing.
You also mentioned the fact that he's moving to the furthest point in the United States continentally that he can still play football in.
Right, yeah. Like, unless he wanted to go to Hawaii, he's as far away from Knoxville as he possibly could be. And at a Power 5 school.
Coach at Hawaii is the one who signed him.
Really?
That's a weird
Rolovich was at Hawaii before.
Maybe he was like, I'm going to Hawaii. Wazoo. And the guy's I'll be at Washington State. All right, that's far enough.
There's a year in there.
Yeah. I'm just like... That is as far away from Knoxville, Tennessee, as you can get and still play Power 5 football.
Wazoo sounds like a Hawaiian city. Like, we're good in Wazoo.
It is not anything like Hawaii.
That's true.
When did Garantano get benched, though?
The Florida game, I think, was Bailey's first start.
I mean, that's December 5th. This was way before that.
I know, but we had, like, a long delay before that.
He started against Auburn.
Right.
Which was a week after someone came to them.
That was a week after?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why I think it was Brombaugh. But I don't know. It could be anybody. I mean, it doesn't have to be some person we even know to be credible.
Right.
I don't believe it to be JG and his family.
Well, and then
I think it
doesn't make sense for it to be an assistant coach, even if he's fired in the middle of the season. Like, if you're a coach in college football and you rat out your coaching staff for cheating, you're never getting to coach again. Like, wow, you know, that doesn't make any sense either. So scratch that. It's probably someone that is not such a public figure.
Yes.
That was very credible. They just knew this crap was going on. Because they fired They fired Pruitt, Niedermeyer,
Shelton Felton.
So those, and then four other staffers. So that's seven. And then I'm counting Philip Fulmer's a forced retirement. That's eight. I mean, those four that got fired.
The director of player personnel.
It could have been someone else.
And like her assistant, I think. There were two like directors that aren't considered recruiting staffers. They're like director of player personnel and whatever.
Wait, that's two more people?
Mm-hmm.
Because there was 10 total, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you count Fulmer, I think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that director would have been nine, and then one of her assistants would have made it 10.
Yeah, so 10, so 10 people counting Fulmer out because of this. And my guess would be it might be someone at that level of those four, someone else that maybe is either still here or that had moved on previously, even the previous year maybe. Like that level, it was just like, hey, I'm not comfortable doing all this. This is not, you know, whatever.
I'll say this. The amount of people that Jeremy Pruitt pissed off in that organization, in that building, there's a number of people it could have been.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be just one person. Like, let's not pretend.
Well, no. There was one source.
Donnie Plowman said in the presser that that's what started it.
I got you.
So, yeah, they got more. They got, what did she say, stunningly more evidence or something as they started interviewing people. But she said there was one source, November the 13th, that came to them. That had been the Sunday after Sunday on the off week between Arkansas and Auburn.
But also, are we going to pretend like they didn't know? Like, do we think they didn't know about it? Like Plowman and all of them?
I don't think Plowman and Boyd didn't.
Boyd and Plowman would.
Okay, my bad.
But Fulmer.
Fulmer might.
This is my first coaching search. I'm just trying to learn as much as possible.
I mean, they're not around the athletic department at all. You know,
but
they don't.
Fulmer's there in film sessions. He's on the practice field. He is there sitting in on coaching interviews. Like, he has his hands. Like, he knew to some extent what was happening.
Well, he should be talking to the people that would know to kind of know. Who knows if he did or not? We'll never know. But that's the deal. Yesterday was very clear in the presser. Like, Will, you said it. Donnie's like, I just want to take one more minute to say that Fulmer knew nothing and he's a great guy. And then they were like, Phil, are you going to help with the AD search? If Donnie asked me to.
That was so awkward.
She's like, why would he? Yeah, no. No, looking back, Philip Fulmer should have taken a Steve Spurrier role. Like, Spurrier has an office in Ben Hill Griffin Stadium. He has a title. He probably has a secretary. He does nothing. He gets paid just to be around, and I don't know. If they bring a hotshot recruit in, a quarterback for an official visit, I'm sure they swing by Spurrier's office and say, hey, here's Heisman Trophy and National Championship winning Steve Spurrier, you know, and just you just want the good with those types of figures without actually having them to do a lot of the legwork.
And is that what he's still going to do, or is he just poof and gone?
I think Fulmer's, gone.
Okay.
I was saying we should have hired a real AD and just put him as like a helper.
Yeah, the emeritus. Athlete. Right. Yeah,
it could be a time church situation.
Oh, I'm sure it will be.
Oh, yeah, he'll be taken care of. I'm just saying he's not. They didn't announce any type of specific role yesterday.
I will say, it's still in my mind, like, I'll never be able to look at him the same.
That's fair. This was a bad situation.
I mean, he really knocked his legacy down a couple of notches after the handling in these last couple of months.
Yeah, you can't deny it. I mean, for a lot of fans that loved the late 90s, early 2000s, it'll just be different for different people. You know, it won't bother them at all. For some people, it'll be kind of like, yeah. Really good coach, great coach, not a great athletic director, and they'll move on. And for some of us that had to stress that maybe this wasn't going to happen, you know, it'll annoy us a little more.
Well, no, I mentioned it last night. For people who don't remember the 98 championship, who don't remember Fulmer coaching, being AD is the only thing I know him as other than being a legend at the school. Like, I never saw him coach. So this is the only thing he's going to be remembered by for at least kids my age and kids who are recruiting right now.
Whew, man. Mm-hmm. Eric wants his credit. This is it, Eric, number 37. He was on the JG's parents got, you know, holding the dirt over the coaching staff thing for a long time. I thought that was crazy at first. Then there were some people saying, no, it's actually a thing. Oh, goodness. So I think
all I'm saying is I would not be stunned if it was the Garantano family that was the whistleblower. I'll just leave it at that.
And Chris says he thought Fulmer actually had a role like that before he was AD, and I think he's right. Actually, mentioned now that he mentioned
you said it was the off week between Arkansas and Auburn.
Yes.
Didn't he get benched in the fourth quarter against Arkansas? And Bailey came in?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess that.
Didn't he have a concussion?
He did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, who knows?
Yeah, maybe he was a little loopy.
Doesn't matter.
Ran to the NCAA.
The NCAA's only been involved for 7 to 10 days, she said.
No, I know. Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Compliance.
What a day.
Who we going to get?
K-Town Daddy says, never forgive Fulmer for creating this mess with the Pruitt raise and extension or for getting secret raises while begging fans for money. Also, he is the reason Barnes almost left UT. Wouldn't give the coach of the year the time of day.
Well, he was trying to fix football. He was preoccupied. Mm. That did some good things. You know, the program's better.
Captain Touchback said he's already heard Lane Kiffin this morning singing softly.
Well, he said we're going to sing it all night in the swamp after we beat Florida next year. So maybe he can come back and
play Florida tonight.
We do. We do. Just go ahead and announce Kiffin and whoever, literally anyone else as AD. I don't care.
I said the best case scenario, this was probably 3 weeks ago. I said is that they both get blown out. You get a new AD who has the stones to just bring Kiffin in. I mean, can you imagine? Who is that guy?
I can imagine.
Who is the guy that would actually do
that? I don't
think
it's going to happen.
I'd say there's a 0.1% chance. Maybe one. Maybe 1% chance. I feel pretty good. Last time somebody said, chances Jerry Pruitt gets fired, I was at 95.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Got it. But who is is there someone that...
Well, the Ole Miss AD. Yeah, I mean, just go get him.
That likes Lane Kiffin?
Yeah,
that still has a Tennessee tie from before that would come back, and I don't know who that person is.
No, I saw a bunch of names going around yesterday as possible.
Would Charles Davis bring in Lane Kiffin?
Charles Davis would not take this job.
He won't?
If they offered it to him, I think he would, because he's always said, if mama calls, I'm going
home. He talked about it last time. He said that when they hired Fulmer, which I thought was kind of yo, I'm over here. Charles Davis here. Check all the boxes.
I hope he has that love, but I mean, he has one of the easiest gigs in the world, making a lot of money, and he's really increased.
Sometimes people need a challenge.
I'm just saying, I hear he enjoys what he does, and I'm not saying he won't come back, but in the 3 years since then, he is really.
I'm calling him this morning, 9:00.
No, he's getting a phone call.
Oh, that's you know me. I am all for, I don't care how many times you strike out as long as you start at the top and then make your way down that list.
He's number one on my list.
Trust me, you're listening to Dating Tips with Davey.
Yeah. Start at the top. Work your way down. And then settle eventually.
It's the off season, right?
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, he's in the off season.
Post Valentine's Day, he'll be back on the ground.
Nothing for
time for recovery.
Yeah,
he takes Christmas and Valentine's Day off. He
doesn't want to be in doing gifts. Anything with gifts. He doesn't want to have to buy him anything.
He's banking all that plasma money.
You take birthdays off too?
Yeah, I usually try to figure out.
Yeah, if their birthday's within 3 months of Valentine's Day, they're out. On the backside, after Valentine's Day, they just don't.
No, he likes birthdays in between Christmas and Valentine's.
Oh yeah, that's clutch.
Because then he gets to miss all three of those, and then date for the season and then off season.
So you're a Pisces guy.
Astronomy is stupid. Astrology is stupid.
Yeah, no,
astrology
you're stupid.
Astrology is
stupid.
Hold on. Give me a second. It's still early.
There it is.
What a freaking day.
Well, you a big horoscope guy?
No, I just have an older sister.
Okay, gotcha. Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. Oh, man. I don't know when we want to open the phone lines. I guess we can do it next segment. If you want to give us a call in the G3, help me holler on 865-546-8200.
We did it.
We did.
It actually happened yesterday.
It did.
It was a whirlwind.
I know. I don't know why. The Shiano thing happened. It was crazy. It was nuts. I don't know why I doubted that another crazy nuts day would actually happen again. I mean, we saw it happen once. And here we are. I guess
rock bottom?
I guess I was just fearing that. Plowman and Boyd were just so insulated that they wouldn't realize how bad it was.
No, they realized. They just needed some
evidence.
Assurances.
Well,
they needed evidence, but they also needed some assurances from other people.
Well, that's true.
And they got it.
Yeah, and they needed enough to come to the table and say, with cause, we're not firing him. Jeremy Pruitt's lawyer's already fired back. We'll hit that. We'll get the phone calls on the flip side. Obviously, tons to get to. We're back. Optimism Tuesday is back. Let's ride.
Get a holler neath the mountain moonlight. Hold her up tight. Make a little loving.
If your loved one's been injured in an accident, hit up the G3 team at g3helpme.com. It's the law offices of G. Turner Howard III. They got you covered with over 20 years of experience. You can weigh in on today's program on the G3 Help Me hotline at 865-546-8200. What a day. What a day yesterday. What a day today. Mike said it best, I think. He tweeted in and said, Fulmer definitely lost a lot of luster for me, and I'm still old. I was adulting in 1998. Worst part yesterday was he didn't own the Pruitt hire and extension. Mistakes happen. Bad hires happen. Just own it. But the hard program reset is welcome. Today is the first day in a very long time where it feels like Tennessee has a real opportunity to get better today than it was yesterday, and better tomorrow than it is today, and better the next day than it is the day before. And like, you can finally see, like, it's a path. I don't know. As you climb up the Smoky Mountains towards the hallowed ground called Rocky Top, and you hit Spence Field and you take a left on the Appalachian Trail, and you start going down, 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 and you're like, oh, crap. Every step I'm taking down, I'm going to have to take it back up. That's the journey we've been on over this last since probably the Kentucky game. You just knew that you were going to have to walk downhill from Kentucky until Jeremy Pruitt was gone. Because on that day, you knew. A lot of people knew when they watched the Georgia State game. A lot of people knew when they saw BYU. A lot of people knew. But you still thought, I mean, you know, any coach has a bad loss at some point in their tenure, especially early on. It still felt early then. But the day JG threw basically back-to-back pick sixes and allowed a team to score more points on defense than you scored on offense, I think everyone knew, if you really trusted your gut, that Jeremy Pruitt was never going to do anything substantial here. And it only got worse from there. And you're just walking down, down, down. And if you've ever done that hike, you can see the top of Thunderhead Mountain. You can see where Rocky Top is, and you're like, this is not going to be fun. It is not like, oh my gosh, why does this trail keep going down? We need to go up. And you finally get to that little shoulder, and you're like, I think this is it. I think this is the bottom. And then you start going up, and you start going up, and it is a beast to get up there. But now finally, I think at least you, I don't know where we are, but at least you have the opportunity to take a step up today and a step up tomorrow, and maybe, just maybe, we'll continue to climb that mountain. Let's go to the G3
Help Me
Hotline.
Say we're in the goalie as we've completely fallen down. I don't know if you've seen the movie Hot Rod, but there's one scene where he just falls for about 2 minutes on end.
You would take my beautiful analogy and of the just Smoky throw Mountains it, yep. and just ruin it.
I mean,
right,
he's falling down a mountain, but whenever he gets down to the bottom, he looks up, and that's when he gets his moment of inspiration.
I'm inspired. I was inspired by Randy Boyd and Donnie Plowman yesterday. Let's go to Philly on the phone lines. What's up, Phil?
Good morning, Jim.
Very good morning, Philly.
Yeah. How about Skullless Tuesday?
You can ask us how we're doing now. Like, who was it that kept calling in? How are you guys doing? Now you can ask.
Now we're doing good.
Mm-hmm. Well, where do we go from here, though? We're going to hire the athletic director first and then the football coach. Is that the
– That's the plan.
I think it's going to happen.
Yep. Hire the AD and then let them pick their dude.
Yeah. Is there any time frame for when this will happen?
Before the 2021 football season.
Is that what she said?
She said that.
Okay.
So you really don't have to get in a hurry?
No, I think she just wanted people to know that when they say Kevin Steele's interim, that they don't mean for the games next year.
At least that's not the plan they're willing to go public with.
Yeah.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what they do. I think it's imperative we get a good athletic director because mm-hmm. that's the root of the whole problem.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know where you start. I'm imagining we're going to hire a search firm. We've got some extra money for that now.
She already said they had.
Yeah, yeah. So see if they can kick the tires on a few guys. And I'm sure they're going to talk to them about their athletic director experience, their vision, and then also any coaches that they might have in mind.
Well, I guess the two guys that I would think would be candidates would be that Mark Ingram at UAB, who's got Tennessee ties, and I guess that Gilbert guy that was here in the recently.
Yeah, those were two names I saw getting tossed around yesterday pretty heavily.
Any other names you got?
Not off the top of my head, Philly.
Well, that would be a starting point anyway.
Well, at least we hired a search firm, you know.
That's what they do.
I don't hate the search firm for ADs.
I don't either.
I mean, coaches are so public. I don't, you know, if you have a good AD, then you don't need the search firm for coaches, because that AD should have a vast network of agents, coaches. I mean, but Philly, you've been on it from day one. So props to you, credit to you. Philip Fulmer was a complete disaster as athletic director. I don't really think anyone could have done a worse job than he did from start to finish. I'm still intrigued by the Kelly Jolly Harper hire, too, to see how that shakes out.
Yeah, that'll be interesting what happens there.
If he is indeed the reason Rick Barnes was looking around and almost went to UCLA, I mean, basically, he was King Midas, except it was crap instead of gold. I mean, just anything he touched almost went completely down the toilet.
Well, it's a known fact that Barnes and Fulmer are not very they're not very close.
Right.
Yeah. Sidebar, the Vols are sixth in the country when it comes to basketball. So
there you go.
Yeah, we got, the Gators tonight?
Yep.
Well, hope we can go down there and take care of business. Tennessee should win, but, I mean, it'll probably be a close game.
Here's a massive list for you, Philly, from 24/7 Sports. Whit Babcock, Kirby Hocut, Ren Bakers at North Texas, the Arkansas State AD, no thanks, John Gilbert. John Gilbert.
Maybe he could bring
ECU.
His coach.
Brian White is at FAU. Eddie Nunez in New Mexico. Graham Neff. Clemson's number two guy is Graham Neff. Mark Ingram at UAB, who you guys mentioned. Charlie Cobb at Georgia State. That'd be funny.
Huh.
Bring the Georgia State guy.
Wow.
Just bring Sean Elliott with him. That'd be better than Pruitt. At least we get the guy that beat the previous coach instead of always getting the guy that lost to the previous coach.
So what do you think the NCAA is going to do to Tennessee now? Now that we just open it up and say, here's our violations. Are you going to be nice to us now?
In about 2 years, they'll probably give us a one or two season bowl ban.
If you blow out everybody that was responsible, I don't know how that doesn't carry a lot of weight with getting off. You know, really what you're trying to do is just like the presser yesterday. You're trying to give a way for the NCAA to kind of make sure something was done, but save face
time
and
served.
Keep things running. Yeah. So, I mean, I hate that we went this route, but that's all Philip Fulmer's fault. Like, if Philip Fulmer had fired Jeremy Pruitt during the season for performance, the university could have just kind of not necessarily covered all this up, but just not had to admit it. They could have just
not make a big spectacle of it.
They could
sure.
have just taken a thick file of stuff and stuck it in the back of the file cabinet and said, those guys are gone. If the NCAA ever comes calling, then we'll deal with it. But they're gone. Who cares? Moving on. But no, Philip Fulmer had to stand by his guy and put his ego ahead of what's best for Tennessee. And that completely just, you know, destroyed any chance of a smooth transition. That destroyed any chance of Pruitt elevating the talent on the roster slightly and then moving on to the next coach. Now we got to reset again. But I think we've seen as we look around, like, Tennessee recruits itself. Yeah, we might not be as talented as we bring in a new coach and have to serve whatever penalties, but, I mean, who cares? At least we could be proud of the fact that we might be getting better on a day-in, day-out basis.
Well, we've been on probation the last few years anyway.
Self-imposed,
Yeah, so I better see what happens, and I just hope for the best. And maybe new days coming in Tennessee. It's about damn time, isn't it?
Yeah.
See you.
We've wandered through the desert long enough.
All right, let's go from Philly to Buster next on 3 Now. What's up, Buster?
Well, Gideon will be off today. I'm on standby at the office, so I told him I would take it, enjoy the last day of my president in office, then get serious about work, I guess. It's all downhill the next 4 years, but we got Tennessee sports. We got Coach Barnes. I'm optimistic. My cup's half full.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you're optimistic, Buster.
Optimism Tuesday.
We don't need political takes. We got to hit a break. We'll come back. If you want to weigh in, 865-546-8200. Don't bring down Optimism Tuesday. This is about Tennessee football. We'll be back with more on 3 and Out.
What the?
Final segment, hour number one. It's brought to you by the Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union. Check them out online at tvacreditunion.com. They're back open today, and they'd love to help you out with any banking needs you have. It's the official credit union of Three and Out, the Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union, online at tvacreditunion.com. All right, let's. Lots more to get to. We're going to get to Jeremy Pruitt's lawyer's response coming up.
He was blindsided.
Yeah, probably an hour or two. Let's get to Josh first, though, on the G3 Help Me Hotline. If you want to weigh in, keep calling. It's 865-546-8200. What's up, Josh?
Hey, Nate, Houston, Davey. On this deal, I'm still trying to figure out if I like Don DeQuailman or not. I don't know, man. This whole deal kind of feels political to me. I'm still wondering why we just didn't fire him and not torpedo our program. Just,
I mean, she's the chancellor, though, Josh. Know. That's Philip Fulmer's job, and I mean, Philip Fulmer should have fired him.
Oh, I blame Fulmer too, Nate. I'm not making excuses for him.
When you work in the government, I mean, you can't just look two steps down and just immediately just axe somebody and skip a step. So I mean, it does kind of have to be political at that point. She had to go through Fulmer to get to Pruitt and basically force him out and figure out the best way to do it so the sheep will keep buying season tickets next year.
Well, I will say Ole Miss, I look back at their sanctions when they got in trouble, and they had, at the end of the day, the NCAA got them for 15 level one violations, mm-hmm. and that was their third incident in 30 years. They had like one a decade of major infractions. Theirs was a two-year bowl ban. I think they had a few scholarships, but it's mainly show causes. So hopefully we can – you would think we've not been in trouble that I can remember in the last 30 years with anything major like that. Do you guys remember anything?
I mean, there was the Kiffin thing, the hostess gate or whatever, but that kind of – that blew over.
We'll have to vacate
there
the three
wasn't
wins.
Any level ones in that, though, were there?
No, I don't think so, no. And the problem with Ole Miss was they were going to keep Hugh Freeze, and so the NCAA went a little harder on him. Then they ended up firing him because of the cell phone calls to the hookers.
Right.
And they relaxed some of that, right, after?
Yeah, it was going to be a four-year bowl ban, and then it only ended up being two.
I don't care about bowl games. Is that a crazy take? I don't care about bowl games. Unless it's a New Year's Six or a playoff game, like, screw it.
Yeah, they've totally devalued bowl games anyway. I mean, it's not a big deal to me either. But the one thing that worries me is we're going to be waiting around on the NCAA for a year or two, and they're just going to stick some Kevin Steele in there to ride the NCAA thing out. You get their verdict, and we're just kind of remain in limbo for another year and a half.
Maybe. I do think that blowing everybody out like this, the NCAA may look at that and say, you know, penalty served. Like, the NCAA may look at this and say, why would we penalize every new person that's mm-hmm. being replaced at Tennessee? I mean, all the coaches that were involved are going to be gone. The athletic director's gone. I mean, you're going to have a completely new regime. Maybe. I don't think it'll be anything super severe.
I hope you're right, Houston. But if you look around, it looks like the people who've cooperated with them are the people who's got the most severe punishments. The people who's circled the wagons and told them to go to hell, they've kind of, you know.
Well, you can still do that. You can still do that and say, hey, we did this ourselves. We found
it.
Here are the problems.
We did enough.
Here's the stuff, and that's it. We're, you know.
Right, but she said on a national press conference and admitted to, you know, multiple stuff.
Yeah,
That's the problem.
No, and that all goes back to Philip Fulmer. If he'd have fired Jeremy Pruitt late in the year and just paid him the buyout to go away, they could just put all that in the back of the filing cabinet and never admitted it and moved on. But they decided that it was worth getting Fulmer and Pruitt and saving some money to do it this way. So that's the decision they made. We'll see how it plays out.
Well, I still want Kiffin or Freeze. I don't care. I'm not budging. I mean, I know I'm going to be disappointed at the end of this, but if we're going to suck, we might as well suck with somebody fun and have some entertainment. in the meantime.
Well, here's your best case scenario, Josh. Jim Tressel got busted for cheating at Ohio State in 2010. Luke Fickell did an interim at 6-7. After that, they were in. Then they got the bowl ban in 2012 as Urban Meyer started. They went 12-0 and couldn't even do anything in the postseason. Mm-hmm. And they've been just lights out ever since. So, you know,
well,
hard reset.
We're due, Nate. I don't know. I've been saying that for 6 or 7 years now, but it just keeps getting worse. Hopefully, yeah. Hopefully we get lucky for a change. Who knows? Anyway, see you guys. Y'all hang in there.
Thanks, Josh. Appreciate it.
Thanks for the call, buddy. Yeah, I mean, that's best case scenario, right? I mean, you have maybe one rebuild year and you've picked a really good coach, and then the next year you take off and maybe you still don't get a bowl game, but then year three you're free and clear and you're rolling, yeah.
Apparently Urban Meyer called Tennessee and recommended Tom Herman. Was the rumor yesterday.
I'm down. Let's go.
I'd be fine.
Bring him in.
Yeah. Yesterday I got more and more sold on Jamie Chadwell.
More
mm-hmm.
sold on
yeah.
Jamie Chadwell. How come?
I just think his offensive system would help mitigate any talent issues.
Mm.
Like, I think with an offensive system that's unique like that, you know, you can make up talent discrepancies a little easier instead of just, well, we're going to run pro style and just try to be better than you at. Like, I just, you're going to have some players leave. Recruits, you had a couple decommit yesterday. I just think, and we're just not there yet.
Yeah.
So bringing a guy who, I know he hasn't been on the big stage, but I mean, he grew up a Tennessee fan. I think he understands the magnitude of the job.
Right.
He's charismatic. He's a unifier. He's a motivator. I think he'd be a really good fit. I get it that he wouldn't be the Hugh Freeze, the Lane Kiffin, but I think long term he might be just as good at a place like this.
Well, and if you didn't watch Coastal Carolina, it's not like they're out there running, you know, flexible option. Or, I mean, it's all out of spread. It's a lot of pistol. Not a lot of pistol. There's some pistol. There are a lot of option looks, but it's not like you're trying to run. It's for people.
It's not Georgia Tech back in the day.
For people who say, well, Jim Chedwell's offense work in the SEC, that's the same dude, I swear. That is the same dude that said Urban Meyer coming from Utah, mm-hmm. his offense with Alex Smith wouldn't work in the SEC. Same people are like, well, Jimmy Chedwell just had that quarterback. He was a really good quarterback, and that's the only reason they were good this year. Same people that said, well, Urban Meyer had Alex Smith. I don't think he'll win at Florida. Yeah, two national championships. So, you know, if you're trying to find the next Urban Meyer that can win you two national championships, Jamie Chadwell, Billy Napier, they lead the up-and-comer ranks. Mm-hmm. If you're going to take that type of shot, that's who you go with.
Utah wasn't Pac-5 or Pac-12 back then either.
True. They went undefeated and didn't sniff any type mm-hmm. of substantial. It'd be like it's just like Coastal this year, except Utah won the bowl game. That was it.
Listen, I understand it's 1 year, but I mean, winning AP Coach of the Year is not a fluke thing. If you go back and look at it,
did you?
No.
Okay.
That would have been really good if you'd been like, this guy won it, and they were all like just studs. You know, you really could have driven that point home. But you're Davey Hudson.
Another point to the Urban Meyer Utah thing is Utah was unheard of, and then they had a cover athlete on the 2009 NCAA football game and was also in the running for having a cover athlete on the 2010 game. Like, they put Utah on the map for marketing ability as well. It wasn't just winning football games.
Will, look up 2012 Charleston Southern football record for me.
2012
Charleston Southern. I mean, Jamie Chadwell went 2-8 in year one at North Greenville, a place that I'm very familiar with. 9-3 in year two. They made the playoffs in year three and ended up 11-3 when they lost in the quarterfinals of the Division II playoffs. He did 1 year at Delta State. They were not good. He then jumped to Charleston Southern. Will's going to give me that record.
5-6.
They were 5-6.
3-3 in the Big South.
They were 5-6 the year before he got to Charleston Southern, and in year one they went 10-3, then 8-4, then 10-3, then 7-4. Those last 2 years they made the playoffs both years in FCS. Then he went to Coastal, did a 3-9 year, which was really weird because the head coach had to step down. That was like a weird interim thing. That head coach came back for 2018, and Chadwell went to skip that year. Then that head coach got the athletic director job, and Chadwell has worked for him the last 2 years where they went 5-7 and then 11-1 and, of course, 8-0. They were picked fifth in their division of the Sun Belt. Fifth out of six or fifth out of seven. I can't remember how many Sun Belt teams there are now. I think six. They're finished picked to be next to last or, you know, right there at the bottom of the Sun Belt. And they not only did they beat all comers, but even what I like to see, a lot of these teams start 4-0, 5-0. Remember RG3?
Mm-hmm.
I remember Geno Smith, West Virginia. Mm-hmm. And then when the pressure and the press clippings get going, those teams fall apart. Mm-hmm. That happens every year on at all levels of football. You get a team that just gets hot out of the gate. Everybody's like, man, they're going to be awesome. Texas A&M had a year like that, and then they fell apart. Kevin Sumlin way back in the day. Like, Coastal had that happen and just kept on winning.
Mm-hmm.
App State rolled in there, normally the class of the Sun Belt, and they beat them. And I was just really impressed. He kept that team focused. They kept scoring points. They kept getting big stops late in games. And I'm with you, Houston. If that's what we got to do, if we have to go the up-and-coming route, I mean, give me a guy that seems built for Tennessee.
I just like him.
I mean, I'm still calling Lane Kiffin and Hugh Freeze. And
yeah, someone just is. Was there a report yesterday that he's already reached out to Tennessee about the job?
Lane Kiffin?
Mm-hmm. Was it like an official report or was it just some rumor?
I don't think it was.
My take on the matter. Like, I understand you want an AD that is on the same path, has the same mindset as the head coach you bring in, but there are some people that I would consider home run hires that you go ahead and make the call today, and if they say, you know what, I'm down.
You'd hire the coach first?
I'd go ahead, yeah. I mean, like, we know there are a few people that can actually win at a high level at this job that at least want it. So if you can get them, make the call. Finalize it.
Well, there's a really good athletic director list that John Bryce has put out. We'll hit that next. They say that's what they're starting with. If I'm an AD candidate, I'm calling coaches right now because I want to be able to tell Boyd and Plowman, yeah, you hire me as AD, and I've already got my guy, and here he is, and he's ready to go. And then maybe even tell him, and if for some reason he has a change of heart, I think I can get this guy or this guy or this guy. And then they might say, yeah, we've already back-channeled here and here and here too. And all that should line up, and you try and get that done as quickly as possible. You got recruiting to get to. And you got to do it legally now, so could be a thing. We'll kick off hour two next.